And now, our weekly column, People Who Change the World. Every week, for a few minutes, I'll bring you a short story about an important character in the Latin and Hispanic culture, from history or just right at the present, that had made an important contribution to world culture. This week, our character is Pablo Neruda. Pablo Neruda was the pen name and later the legal name of the Chilean poet and politician Neftali Ricardo Reyes Basualto. He chose his pen name after the Czech poet Jan Neruda. He was born in Parral, Chile, on July 12, 1904. He was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1971, but then, a couple of years later, in September 23, 1973, he died in Santiago de Chile. Some of his early poems are found in his first book, Crepusculario, or Book of Twilight, published in 1923, and one of his most renowned works, 20 Poemas de Amor y una Canción Desesperada, or 20 Love Poems and a Song of Despair. It was published the following year, 1924. 20 Love of Poems made Neruda a celebrity, and he thereafter devoted himself to his poetry. In 1927, Neruda began his long diplomatic career in the Latin American tradition of honoring poets and writers with diplomatic posts. So, he moved frequently around the world. In 1935, the Spanish Civil War began, and Neruda chronicled the atrocities of this war, including the execution of his friend Federico García Lorca, in his España en el Corazón, or Spain in Our Hearts. Neruda wrote in a variety of styles, such as erotically charged love poems, surrealist poems, historical epics, and overly political manifestos. Colombian novelist Gabriel García Márquez once called him the greatest poet of the 20th century in any language. Neruda always wrote in green ink, as it was his personal color for hope. He was a close collaborator to socialist president Salvador Allende. When Neruda returned to Chile after his Nobel Prize acceptance speech, Allende invited him to read at the Estadio Nacional, or National Stadium, before 70,000 people. Neruda was hospitalized with cancer at the time of the Chilean coup d'etat led by Augusto Pinochet. 3 days after being hospitalized, Neruda died of heart failure. Already a legend in life, Neruda's death reverberated around the world. Dictator Augusto Pinochet had denied permission to transform Neruda's funeral into a public event. However, thousands of grieving Chileans disobeyed the curfew and crowded the streets. here to finish today's space, I want to put a Neruda poem read by the Cuban-American actor Andy Garcia from his book 20 Love Poems and a Song of Despair.
Tonight I can write the saddest lines. Write, for example, the night is shattered and the blue stars shiver in the distance. The night wind revolves in the sky and sings. Tonight I can write the saddest lines. I loved her and sometimes she loved me too. Through nights like this one I held her in my arms. I kissed her again and again under the endless sky. She loved me, and sometimes I loved her, too. How could one not have loved her great still eyes? Tonight I can write the saddest lines. To think that I do not have her, to feel that I have lost her, to hear the immense night still more immense without her, and the verse falls to the soul like dew to the pasture. What does it matter that my love cannot keep her? The night is shattered and she is not with me. This is all. In the distance, someone is singing. In the distance, my soul is not satisfied that it has lost her. My sight searches for her as though to go to her. My heart looks for her and she is not with me. The same night whitening, the same trees. We of that time are no longer the same. I no longer love her, that's certain. But how I loved her. My voice tried to find the wind to touch her hearing. Another's. She will be another's. Like my kisses before. Her voice, her bright body, her infinite eyes. I no longer love her, that's certain. But maybe I love her. Love is so short, forgetting so long. Because through nights like this one I held her in my arms. My soul is not satisfied that it has lost her. Though this be the last pain that she makes me suffer, and these the last verses that I write for her.
Thank you for listening to Atenea Americana. If you want to know more about these characters, see some images, or even send your suggestions and opinions and be part of this project, you should go to stanfordhispanicbroadcasting.org. Thank you for listening.